Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 Jungle Edit lesson, where we're taking a plain drum break and turning it into a living, breathing junglist ghost note flip. The goal here is very old school DNB. Keep the core groove solid, then use tiny edits, micro automation, and ghost hits to make the break feel like it's constantly shifting and talking back to you. The big idea is simple. Instead of manually rebuilding every drum hit from scratch, we're going to create a system. The main break stays strong and recognizable, while a ghost note layer flips in and out with automation. That gives you movement, tension, and release without killing the original feel of the break. Now, for the style. Your break source matters a lot. You want something with clear snare transients, a few usable ghost notes, some room noise or tail, and a natural groove. Amen style breaks, Think style breaks, Apache style breaks, or just a dusty funk break with good transients will all work well. Drag your break into an audio track, set your tempo somewhere around 160 to 172 BPM for classic jungle and early DNB vibes, or push it faster if you want a more modern edge. Then warp it carefully. Usually, Complex Pro works well if you want to preserve texture, while Beats can give you sharper transient behavior. The key here is not to overprocess it. We want the break to still feel sampled and human. Once the break is in, the next move is slicing. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. If the break is clean and rhythmic, slice by transients. If you want more grid control, slice by 1/16. Ableton will load the slices into Simpler in Slice mode, which is perfect because now you've got direct control over each hit. That's important for ghost notes, because in jungle, ghost notes are often tiny little pushes, nudges, taps, or filtered fragments rather than full-blown drum hits. Before we start flipping anything, build a solid core groove. Make a simple two-bar loop and keep the main kick and snare structure intact. Don't over-quantize it. Jungle needs movement, and if every hit is locked too perfectly, the whole thing loses its swagger. If you want, use the groove pool and try a subtle swing feel, maybe something in the 53-58% range. Apply groove lightly, especially to the ghost notes, because too much swing on the whole break can make it lopsided. Now let's talk about the ghost note flip concept, because this is the heart of the lesson. A ghost note flip is basically a micro switch up. You take a small part of the drum pattern and alternate it between versions. One pass might be the original hit. Another pass might be muted. Another might be filtered, delayed, pitched, or displaced. The goal is not to rewrite the whole break. The goal is to create little moments of variation that keep the groove alive. A practical way to do this is to duplicate your sliced drum track. On the duplicate, keep only the ghost note candidates. Maybe that's a soft snare before the main backbeat, a tiny kick pickup before the bar change, a hat tick in a gap, or a little snare flick at the end of the phrase. Then use velocity and processing to shape those hits into a separate identity. For example, one ghost version can be muted, another can be filtered high-end only, another can be slightly delayed, and another can be pitched down a touch. This is how you get that classic jungle feeling, where the drums are constantly morphing without losing the backbone. Now we shift into the automation-first workflow. This is the smart part. Instead of permanently editing every tiny variation, we automate the behavior of the groove over time. Start with track volume automation. The ghost layer should usually sit lower than the main break, maybe around -12 dB during the core groove, and then rise up to -6 dB or so during a fill before dropping back out afterward. That alone can make the section feel like it's breathing. Next, add auto filter either on the ghost note layer or on a drum bus. A high pass or band pass mode works really well for thinning the ghost texture and making it sit behind the main break. Start the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz and automate it opening up before transitions. That's a classic jungle move. It adds tension and makes the ghosts feel more present right when you need them. Utility is another very useful tool here. Use it for quick gain changes or stereo control. You can tighten the ghost layer, make it mono before the drop, or just automate a clean gain move without having to touch the clip itself. Keep it simple and purposeful. And don't forget your return tracks. A short room reverb or a tiny delay throw on the ghost notes can create atmosphere and width, but keep it subtle. Old school jungle drums should still punch. If you drown them in reverb, you lose the impact. For processing, a light chain on the ghost layer can go a long way. Try utility into auto filter into saturator into glue compressor. Set utility so the layer sits under the main break. Use a high pass filter to keep the ghost material thin and focused. Add just a little saturation, maybe 2 to 5 dB of drive with soft clipping on, so the hits feel slightly more alive. Then use glue compressor gently, just enough to glue the layer together without flattening it. You're aiming for movement and attitude, not destruction. Ableton's clip envelopes are another secret weapon for this style. In clip envelope view, you can automate gain, filter cutoff, transpose, detune, or even pan. That means a ghost snare can be slightly darker in one phrase, brighter in another, or pitch down a semitone or two for heavier answer. A tiny pan move on a hat ghost can add motion, without making the whole beat sound gimmicky. These small changes are what make the edit feel handcrafted. Now let's arrange it over 8 bars so it actually tells a story. In bars 1 and 2, keep the full core break going and keep the ghost layer muted or very low. In bars 3 and 4, start introducing a ghost hit at the end of bar 3 and open the filter a little. In bars 5 and 6, the ghost flip becomes more active. Add an extra pickup, maybe a little more shuffle, maybe a touch more saturation. Then in bars 7 and 8, go for the full switch up. Open the filter, drop in a fill, and use a reverb tail or delay throw to prep the transition. Right at the end, mute the ghost layer for half a bar so the main snare and kick hit clean, then slam into the next section. That contrast is what makes the drop feel big. Even though this lesson is about drums, the bass context matters too. In jungle and old school DnB, the bass often reacts to the drum edit. Let the bass drop out during the fill, then reintroduce it cleanly on the downbeat after the ghost run. Use light sidechain compression if needed so the kick has space. And if the drum section gets busy, carve out some mids in the bass with EQ so the ghost notes can still read. For bigger control, group all the drum elements into a drum bus. On the bus, a chain like EQ8, glue compressor, saturator, and drum bus can help everything feel connected. Use EQ to clean up low rumble and maybe a bit of mud in the low mids. Use glue compressor lightly. Add saturation for density. Then use drum bus carefully for transient snap and character. The point is to bring the whole edit together, without flattening the groove. A few common mistakes are worth calling out here. First, don't over-quantize the break. If the timing is too perfect, it loses the sample jungle vibe. Second, don't make the ghost notes too loud. They should support the groove, not fight the main snare. Third, don't automate everything at once. Pick a few strong moves, like volume, filter, and sends, and let those do the work. Fourth, keep reverb under control. Short and subtle is usually better. Fifth, avoid overcompressing the break, because jungle needs transient energy. And finally, always think in phrases. A good ghost note flip should make sense over 2, 4, or 8 bars. If you want a darker or heavier edge, pitch ghost snares down a semitone or 2, use low pass or band pass filtering for murky sections, and add a little saturation or overdrive for grime. You can also use drum bus transient enhancement, but keep it restrained. Another really effective move is to build an audio effect rack with 3 chains: a dry ghost chain, a filtered ghost chain, and a dirty ghost chain. Map the chain volumes to macros and automate the macro, and suddenly you've got a super flexible ghost note flip control system. Here's a great practice exercise. Take one break, slice it to MIDI, and build a 4-bar loop with a solid kick snare core, a few ghost hits per bar, and one fill at the end. Make a duplicate ghost layer and process it with utility, auto filter, and saturator. Then automate ghost volume, filter cutoff, one transpose move, and one send to reverb or delay. Keep it simple at first. Bar 1 should feel dry and minimal. Bar 2 adds one ghost flip. Bar 3 opens the filter. Bar 4 gives you the fill and transition. If the loop sounds like the drums are speaking in phrases, you're on the right track. And here's the deeper takeaway. Don't just edit the break. Automate its behavior. That's the real jungle move. A strong break, sliced for control, backed by ghost note layers, shaped with automation, and arranged in clear phrases will always sound more alive than a static loop. That's how you get those breathing, rolling, old-school DnB drums that keep pulling the listener forward. If you want, I can also turn this into a step-by-step Ableton Live 12 project walkthrough with exact track names, macro mappings, and an 8-bar automation plan.